Well, the quick answer to your question is that it's cynical politics at its worst, but there's a lot of backstory that goes into that answer. The political party that's very pro-United Ireland, Sinn Féin, has really been focused on economic issues lately. And based on the conversations I've had this week with other politicians, Sinn Féin is really trying to expand the party, and they see making the economy an issue as vital to getting new support. The problem is Sinn Féin's core supporters are Republicans. That is their number one issue, and they want a United Ireland put back on the forefront. So Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams was faced with this dilemma. He has to reach out on the economy and make his base happy, and so he did some political jujitsu. He made this announcement at his party's conference a few weeks ago.
Irish unity makes sense. It makes political sense. It makes economic sense. It is in the very best interest of the people of these islands.
And Adams went on to make a forceful but flawed argument that unification would help spur growth and recovery in both the North and in the Republic.
So basically, Gerry Adams is marrying the idea of reunification with the economy.
Exactly.
Would you say his argument is flawed?
Yeah. Based on my research and the opinion of policymakers I spoke with, Adams really seems to overstate economic numbers to suit this reunification argument.
So Gerry Adams is calling for this vote, as you're reporting, to boost his political party's prospects, and unionists just decided to go along with it?
Well, it wasn't exactly as simple as that, but basically, yes. Now, it's important to remember the Good Friday peace agreement allows for a border poll, as the referendum is called. And various Sinn Féin officials seem to call for a border poll every other Thursday or so. But what's different about this is how Adams made the argument. It was the centerpiece of Sinn Féin's convention this year. There's been a full-court media press to promote this idea. And so it left Arlene Foster, who is a leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, which is Sinn Féin's rival, in a position where she had to say enough. And she told a local TV station this.
Well, we believe it's very destabilising. We believe it's not necessary because the majority of the people, a vast majority of the people of Northern Ireland, have made it very clear where they see their future, and that's very much within the United Kingdom. But we're very clearly saying that they are going to pursue this nonsense policy, this fantasy politics, as we call it. So one of the options we're considering at present is whether we should just say, right, let's do it. Let's have the border poll, because you know what? We know what the answer's going to be. Be careful what you wish for.
So Arlene Foster is saying, go for it. Now, more moderate politicians in Northern Ireland are watching this back and forth between these two rival political parties who are like cats and dogs. And these moderates just want to pull their hair out. They think a border poll is a horrible idea because right now Northern Ireland really needs to be focused on improving the economy. And this referendum could tear apart communities in Belfast and Ulster, communities that have already divided by sectarian politics.
So Arlene Foster, the unionist leader, says people in Northern Ireland wouldn't vote for leaving the UK. I mean, have there been polls showing whether people of Ulster are on that question?
Yeah, this idea has taken on so much steam that the BBC actually did a poll on this. They released it this week, and it shows voters in Northern Ireland would absolutely reject this. They would not join the Republic of Ireland. And politicians I've talked to in the Republic of Ireland would also reject it. They don't want to absorb, as one politician put to me, the problems of Northern Ireland. They see it as a crime-ridden, economically stagnant area. And they say that Ireland's got enough problems at the moment before adding more. So when I describe this as cynical politics at its worst, let me be clear. The driving factor for Sinn Féin to put this forward is to make their base happy. The unionists are willing to take it on because it makes their base happy. This vote would not pass. And even if it did pass, prominent Irish politicians in the Republic would fight it. And this is why moderates who want to see Northern Ireland improve are so annoyed by this proposal. It's not going to happen anytime soon, and it's literally as divisive as you can get. And it's coming at a time when the province just finished 3 months of rioting over a flag.